Harry put his eye back to his telescope and refocused it, now examining Venus. He looked down at his chart to enter the planet there, but something distracted him. Pausing with his quill suspended over the parchment, he squinted down into the shadowy grounds and saw half a dozen figures walking over the lawn. If they had not been moving and the moonlight had not been gilding the tops of their heads, they would have been indistinguishable from the dark ground on which they stood. Even at this distance, Harry had a funny feeling that he recognized the walk of the squattest among them, who seemed to be leading the group. He could not think why Umbridge would be taking the stroll outside past midnight, much less accompanied by five others. Then somebody coughed behind him, and he remembered that he was halfway through an exam. He had quite forgotten Venus's position. Jamming his eye to his telescope, he found it again, and was again on the point of entering it on his chart when, alert for any odd sound, he heard a distant knock that echoed through the deserted grounds, followed immediately by the muffled barking of a large dog. He looked up, his heart hammering. There were lights on in Hagrid's windows, and the people he had observed crossing the lawn were now silhouetted against them. The door opened, and he distinctly saw six tiny but sharply defined figures walk over the threshold. The door closed again, and there was silence. Harry felt very uneasy. He glanced around to see whether Ron or Hermione had noticed what he had, but Professor Marchbanks came walking behind him at that moment, and not wanting to appear as though he was sneaking looks at anyone else's work, he hastily bent over his star chart and pretended to be adding notes to it, while really peering over the top of the parapet toward Hagrid's cabin. Figures were now moving across the cabin windows, temporarily blocking the light. He could feel Professor Marchbanks's eyes on the back of his neck and pressed his eye again to his telescope, staring up at the moon though he had marked its position an hour ago. But as Professor Marchbanks moved on, he heard a roar from the distant cabin that echoed through the darkness right to the top of the astronomy tower. Several of the people around Harry ducked out from behind their telescopes and peered instead in the direction of Hagrid's cabin. Professor Tofty gave another dry little cough.
"Try and concentrate now, boys and girls," he said softly.
Most people returned to their telescopes. Harry looked to his left. Hermione was gazing transfixed at Hagrid's.
20 minutes to go," said Professor Tofty.
Hermione jumped and returned at once to her star chart. Harry looked down at his own and noticed that he had mislabeled Venus as Mars. He bent to correct it. There was a loud bang from the grounds. Several people said, "Ouch," as they poked themselves in the face with the ends of their telescopes, hastening to see what was going on below. Hagrid's door had burst open, and by the light flooding out of the cabin, they saw him quite clearly. A massive figure roaring and brandishing his fists, surrounded by six people, all of whom, judging by the tiny threads of red light they were casting in his direction, seemed to be attempting to stun him.
"No!"
cried Hermione.
"My dear,"
said Professor Tofty in a scandalized voice,
"this is an examination."
But nobody was paying the slightest attention to their star charts anymore. Jets of red light were still flying beside Hagrid's cabin, yet somehow they seemed to be bouncing off him. He was still upright, and still, as far as Harry could see, fighting. Cries and yells echoed across the grounds. A man yelled, "Be reasonable, Hagrid," and Hagrid roared,
"Reasonable be damned! You won't take me like this, Dawlish!"
Harry could see the tiny outline of Fang attempting to defend Hagrid, leaping at the wizard surrounding him until a stunning spell caught him and he fell to the ground. Hagrid gave a howl of fury, lifted the culprit bodily from the ground, and threw him. The man flew what looked like 10 feet and did not get up again. Hermione gasped, both hands over her mouth. Harry looked around at Ron and saw that he too was looking scared. None of them had ever seen Hagrid in a real temper before.
"Look!"
squealed Parvati, who was leaning over the parapet and pointing to the foot of the castle where the front doors seemed to have opened again. More light had spilled out onto the dark lawn, and a single long black shadow was now rippling across the lawn.
"Now really,"
said Professor Tofty anxiously.
"Only 16 minutes left, you know."
But nobody paid him the slightest attention. They were watching the person now sprinting toward the battle beside Hagrid's cabin.
"How dare you!"
the figure shouted as she ran.
"How dare you!"
"It's McGonagall,"
whispered Hermione.
Leave him alone! Alone, I say!"
said Professor McGonagall's voice through the darkness.
"On what grounds are you attacking him? He has done nothing, nothing to warrant such..."